Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight's your show. So I'd like everybody to call in, if you would, to maybe ask questions about the Light Shift. Whatever you want to ask about, we'll do some basic clearings, first of all. Here in Mount Shasta, we have no power, so a lot of snow, and my laptop's on battery. So luckily I have internet for a while, but who knows? Anyway, so call-ins will work because it doesn't go to Mount Shasta. It goes to BBS, and I can hear them and hear you. So call in, please. So let's first do an emotional clearing, and here we go. Going back 5 days, so 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And a sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Great. So let's do the mind to heart drop. This we do on most of the shows here. And so this you should be doing daily. If you're the first-time listener, what I do is count from 10 backwards, 10 to 1. And this brings down the energy of your thoughts in your head to your heart. Remember, they have to surrender. This is like your mental body, and this is what you think with, and a lot of times you get the repetitive thoughts in your head to do something. And that's in time. So you want to get yourself out of time and into the heart. And this is about the only way you can do that because everybody thinks with their head. Men especially. Women are more emotionally centered, but that's still, a problem there too. But the main thing is, and women do think with their head too. So here we go. Let's drop you down. And when you're in your heart, it's impossible to get a negative thought. And you're actually going to feel that communication between you and your spirit. This is what you need to do and must do to be able to be heart-centered and to have your guidance. Remember, your guidance from your spirit never goes into your head. So if you hear voices in your head thinking that it's maybe your guidance, yourself, then typically it would not. I would imagine possibly sometimes your spirit might work through one of the deities, we'll say, like Archangel Michael or things like this, or icons, whatever word you want to use there. And because people have not trusted their spirit enough or even connected with it, and they may think that maybe Archangel Michael is so much more powerful than you are, so you must rely on that because you think that you're pretty wimpy. Well, the energy is identical. And so once you connect to your own spirit, there's no difference on this. It's just that we never do that. So we always look outside of ourselves to get guidance and help. And sometimes your spirit, like I said, might come through your head, but I don't really want to say that because people may think that they're getting guidance that way. So it is possible. I'll just say maybe 1% of the time. Don't quote me on this one at all because I will probably just tell you that your spirit only comes into your heart center. So if you do want to get that true connection, that's where you have to go. Otherwise, you're just going to be getting voices. And when you call upon an entity like that, so you call on Archangel Michael or Metatron or Melchizedek or, any of these energies, Moses or whoever you want to think that's there, Jesus, Buddha, if it comes into your head, that more than likely is an entity, an emotional body of someone passed on, or it could be the aliens bringing forth that religious icon to you to connect you up with more mind energy. So regardless, the only way to play it safe is to go to your heart. So that's what I want you to hear on this program, is that what Ron said was to go to your heart center if you wish to get your guidance. And if you wish to talk to, say, Jesus, you have to go to your heart. But the energy will not really be that much different than what you have already. But some people, like I said, don't trust their own spirit because they never connected to it. But once you're in your heart center, you are that same connection as the other beings. So it's not that Jesus is going to do a miracle on you and your spirit can't. That's not the truth. because your spirit is the divine energy, just like these other ones are. But if you wish to do connection to it, and you don't want to trust your spirit all the way, yeah, you can do that to get the information, and your spirit might even come through thinking that you're talking to Jesus, and it's actually your own spirit, because you may not accept it. So I hope I solved that for everybody. So here we go. This is the mind-to-heart drop. This you should be doing daily. So we're dropping down, and I'll count from 10 backwards. This is not a meditation. This is not hypnosis. This is what you want to do yourself consciously, to be consciously aware of your own divine connection inside of yourself. So here we go, dropping down. You might actually feel the energy drop. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So I'd like to have call-ins. We have a question here about the sludge bodies. That's a little more difficult right now for me to do. I switched some of the sludge bodies over to like the barcode ones and things, okay? But the sludge bodies is how they connect to you. But the barcodes are the most important. So I'm not fully concentrating on doing the sludge body clearings right now. So that's the reason why I'm not going into that. But the sludge bodies is the way they connect to you. But the other clearings are probably going to be more effective for you to get rid of the barcodes, okay? So by all means, do the alien death barcode, and then with that, you end up having the other free clearing with it. And that's the emotional, I believe, stress one. So here we go. Let's do another clearing, and if somebody can call in with a question or something, that would be wonderful. I'm on batteries here on my laptop, so I do have internet right now. Let's see here. Let's see. It's a little hard to read being in the moment here. Past someone, talking to another person, which I was walking down. Okay. I reached the end of the hallway. A few seconds later, I saw this person standing and ahead of me down the hallway talking to another person. Can you explain to me why I saw this person two places at the same time? Oh, that's a good question for a Friday night show. Anyway, so the gist of it, what I'm picking up here is that the person saw another person in one location, and then all of a sudden, moving down a hallway, they saw him in another. So that's very easily described. We can call that maybe time traveling, okay, or parallel lifetimes. So the process is then two things could have happened. Number one is either you were taken into a parallel lifetime and brought back, and you were enjoying seeing that whole scenario happening in a parallel life, okay? So that's one thing. And they happen to be transported, bilocated, whatever word you want to use, into another location ahead of you. And so they may have been brought to you when you were in a certain location at one particular time. Remember, we're in time here, and the time controls us, okay? So we're living a time-based reality. And so in your one movie picture, remember, you're going to a cinema now, right? And you're the star in each one of these movies that are playing. Let's say that there's 2,000 cinemas, okay? 2,000 shows playing at once, and you're the star in each one of these with all of your friends. So you happen to be viewing, we'll just say cinema number one, and you saw the person at location A, and then you started walking, and all of a sudden you now are viewing maybe cinema number 500, and they're in a different location. So that's what the way to explain that. So what could have happened is maybe they got transported, we'll say, in a parallel lifetime. And these are all parallel lives, so this is what you have to look at. So this is a parallel life manifestation happening. So they may have been brought forth into a different location from a different parallel life ahead of time or after the fact, and they got transported ahead of you. And so you just missed some of those frames as you were walking. You didn't see them actually maybe walk past you. They just blotted you out, and you didn't see that connection from A to B maybe in, say, 20 seconds or something, okay? So for you, you looked, you saw the person at point A, and then since they're dealing in time, they brought that person, which you didn't see by locate, okay, as you turned your head in a different direction, possibly, then they brought it ahead of you into position B. And so they may have been ahead of time, slightly later. So either they were transported into a time-based reality, or maybe you were, or both, okay? But that's a parallel life going on. So that could be deja vu. If you reverse that pattern, you would think, wow, I saw that person once before, now I see them again. So this is the way it works. So, looks like we have Pauline on the telephone, and she could help with the fast chat. So, yeah, if you're there some way, that'd be fine. I just got a message here. So that would work. So we'll have to see how that works here. I don't know what's going to happen, but anyway, that's all parallel life stuff, people. That's happening more frequently right now, more and more and more. Remember, you need to command yourself to be here in this present moment with your spirit and your body. And then hopefully you're going to have more empowerment because you're not taken somewhere else. Remember, all your power is in the now. So when you're not in the now, when you're in time, you don't have any power. And that's the problem that we have here. So I hope that answered that question here. So that's what normally happens. I've had a lot of things talking like that. Remember, it's like you're viewing a billboard in front of your eyes, okay? And they change the billboard. And like if you're driving your car, you're actually like driving into that billboard, okay, sometimes. And you don't realize that you're actually abducted, taken into a parallel life because the billboard has a video, we'll say, of it, of where you're going. So if you're driving down the street and you're going to the grocery store, you're going to have everything along the way going to that grocery store when you're abducted. And then they drop you off. Now they can play around with you for as long as they want. Remember, you're in their time. You know, so being in that mind consciousness, you may think that maybe it takes 5 minutes to go to that grocery store. I heard a beep there. I'll get that in a second here. And so that 5 minutes is what it takes you. And you might be abducted for hours, but you still get there in 5 minutes. But when you're out of time, they're just giving you something to view, like you're driving your car, and all of a sudden, you know, it's the same scene that you probably had before. In fact, it might just be a flashback. Maybe they programmed you with the same scene that happened to you when you drove your car to the grocery store 6 months earlier. And so you have the same traffic light, the same people walking across the street, the same cars next to you. It gets kind of scary. But that's what we're dealing with now. This is happening more and more and more. Remember, the governments have been doing time traveling, okay? So get a clue. And now it's coming into your reality. And this is what I'm finding out, what's happening more and more with people. So we have a caller on. So hello, caller. Who are you? Well, I heard a beep. So just if you're there, why don't you just butt in and as I'm talking here.
I don't know if you're getting this.
Okay, I got it right now. Go ahead.
This is Pauline. I've been trying to, like, speak to you, but I don't know if you're having problems hearing me.
I did before. Right now, you're coming through fine.
Okay, great. I guess whatever the dark always tries to stop me from talking and helping you. So I got through.
They like doing stuff like that, playing around
yeah.
with us here.
And they gave you a power outage, obviously, as well. And poor California.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of things have been going on over there.
Yeah, what I can say, with the power out all around the town here, and I don't know how long, I got that late last night because the interstate was closed, so I got here in Mount Shasta probably around 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I had to do a lot of snow shoveling. And at that time, power was on, and all of a sudden there's some flashes of light, you know, from the street lights, and, you know, everything went dark. So that's probably when the power went out, maybe around 2:30 last night. So anyway, But what I can tell you with the power out, boy, it's very, very peaceful. I mean, this is great. So that's all I can say.
But I was hearing
Great. But if you've ever been in a town, and I mentioned this before, if you happen to have a power outage in your town, just drive around and you're going to be a different person. You know, even though we still have the cell phone energies around, but that 60-cycle frequency when the power lines, boy, really plays havoc with the body. But back to you, Pauline, if you want to help out with the fast chat, that'd be great.
Yes,
go ahead.
This way we can go back and go, I'll go back to the beginning. Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay. I'm asking this on somebody's behalf because I noticed there are a lot of questions about the parallel lives. I have come up with something, and I don't know if this is correct, but I last asked you about the parallel lives. If you didn't have the magnetic body untwisting and alignment, that an entity could be stuck in those bodies. Now, is it also possible that it's preventing the clearing from really fully taking effect if you haven't totally finished all the parallel law, I mean, all the magnetic bodies as well? Like, if they're still experiencing
yes.
parallel lives, they've already had the parallel life, current lifetime and past life clearing. So if they've not finished all the bodies of the magnetic bodies alignment and untwisting, could that be the reason why they're still experiencing so many parallel lives, despite the fact that they go on the alien page and try to, you know, even clear that in that? Because I actually suggested this because I have had very much success on the alien attack page where I ask where I'm being attacked. I say I'm being attacked through my clone bodies from parallel lives, and it has made my rest, my peaceful, restful night. And I've had my entire magnetic bodies done, unless I still have one or two coming up that I don't know about.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting, that other people who've done already with you the magnetic body, they haven't finished the magnetic body. They already did the parallel life clearing with you, but they never had those bodies totally done, that they're still experiencing parallel lives. I know it could be, I know they didn't get every single one. They didn't do the mind-created parallel lives. They might have done, I know they did the current lifetime and the past life, Ron, so why are they still experiencing this?
Okay, I'll start from the beginning here for the new people. What we have is the bodies in us become, I call it magnetic bodies, because they actually change the magnetic energy of the body by moving it, okay? And so, so far, I've probably been up to maybe 1,000 degrees, I think, 1,100 degrees of some people. Most people's bodies are off typically like 200 to 300, okay? So what happens is they take this invisible energetic body that your spirit works with to heal your physical body. So this is some of your puzzle pieces, we'll say, okay? And when they get turned, your spirit cannot, we'll just use a term, just make it very easily, your spirit can't look eye to eye into that body, we'll say, to connect with its full energy into this body to help it get healed, okay? And so when that body is twisted, it's not going to get all life force energy. Let's just make it real simple. So, from that, we found out that these bodies become also twisted. So we have two clearings. The first one is your magnetic body. And what I'm doing now with people is I'm doing the magnetic body. And then after I clear one body, then I go and do the twisted body of that. Okay? And so from there, most people probably are going to be having, I'll just say, 20 to 30 bodies. Some people have actually had a lot more, but I won't get into how many of those were. But typically, you probably have 20 of them. And so what happens is, as these bodies become twisted, and as they become out of, say, spiritual alignment, spiritual integrity, which we call the magnetic body clearing, your astral clearings will not work for you, you know, unfortunately. I didn't know this before, but now we're finding out that these things are very important to have cleared. If you had have clearings for me in the past, you want to get this one to have everything work more properly. I won't say that your clearings did not work, but these bodies can interfere with them working, you know, much, much better. Now, as far as parallel lives, the question, I think, was, can we have entities attached into the twisted bodies? Yeah, they could be in there, because as the body gets twisted, these things can get wrapped up inside of you also, and they won't have a healing, too. So these two clearings help that. Now, as far as parallel lives with that, I really haven't looked at it that deeply to see if these twisted bodies or magnetic bodies are going to affect you with parallel lifetimes. Because parallel lifetimes are a whole can of worms, bag of tricks, in its own right. Just like we talked about earlier, somebody's on the fast chat that I saw with losing their contact lens. Yeah, probably in a parallel life. It may show up in a week. You never know. The most common thing is people lose their keys or they misplace something. Well, they didn't misplace it. It is somewhere where they put it in a parallel lifetime. They just got abducted. And it's somewhere sitting until they go back to that lifetime, and you don't really know where it is, what lifetime. It's up to the darkness somehow to go and say, oh, we're going to do this person a favor now. We've got enough energy out of them, and we're going to bring them back to, planet X here. And you're going to find your contact lens or your keys. And then hopefully, you put it in your pocket, and then when you get returned back here again, it might be in your pocket, or they might have you work with their time-based reality and have you put it on like a deja vu pattern, reverse you in time, and maybe put it back, maybe on your key holder on your wall next to your door or something. Remember, they can play with you in time because you're dealing with time-based reality. So the question that Pauline was asking, can the magnetic bodies and twisted bodies, cause you to have entities in parallel lifetimes, or are they parallel lifetimes? So I guess the question is, they're not parallel lifetimes. This is actually here now with you. I haven't researched those bodies in a parallel lifetime. Basically, in a parallel lifetime, you're not dealing with your physical body. It's a clone body. So once you're out of that lifetime, people say, what's going to happen to my body over there? Well, it's the dark side body. Who cares? You don't want to be energized by that body. You don't want to have your spirit in that body. So whatever the body does, it's a clone body of you. So who cares what happens to it? You don't want to get into it any longer. So that's how we have the parallel lifetime clearings. So I hope I answered that question. So I don't know if the twisted magnetic bodies are going to be affecting you in a parallel cloned lifetime. Just get out of that lifetime, and don't worry about it. Don't look back, Walk away, Renee, And hopefully you didn't lose or leave a bunch of things there. What can happen, too, on parallel lifetimes is that people could be maybe, let's just say that you're a gambler, right? And somehow you in this lifetime here, you happen to maybe go to places maybe once a week, we'll say, and maybe you put out $50 or something and you want to go play the slot machines or whatever you do. And you always think you're going to be winning. Well, maybe in parallel lifetimes, the dark side sets you up. And maybe each time you go there, maybe you win $1,000. And you have that in your consciousness. So now each time maybe it comes Saturday night and you go to maybe one of the Indian casinos or something and you got your $50 and you're going to go, man, I feel lucky today. I'm going to win $1,000. Well, that's just bleed over from a parallel lifetime where you actually won the money. So you do feel lucky, and you think, man, and you ask your spirit, and you're asking your spirit in that parallel lifetime, right? Or am I going to win $1,000? And you get, yeah, I'm going to win that, man. It's right there. But here it doesn't happen. You go, wow, what's going on here? Is my spirit, giving me false guidance? Well, the parallel life, you want it. So, and your body knows it because your body energy is connected to there also. So what you want to do is, come back. I got to rephrase that. Okay, your physical body may not be abducted, there. It could be, but it more than likely just stays here. But your spirit goes, and your spirit brings back all the memory that imprints into your body here, okay? So your spirit's actually being abducted, with a parallel life, okay? Now, can your physical body be abducted too? Yeah, but I don't even want to go that far, okay? It's like getting a can with cockroaches in it, and there's 1,000 of them, and you lift that can up, and they go everywhere. And I don't want to go into all of that stuff. I just want to keep it very simple for all of you. And we only have one cockroach, okay? And we can keep track of it. And that's the one that goes, that's the parallel life one. So that's all that I really want to talk about because I could go on forever. And it's just going to depress all of you. It'll depress me. And, at some point you're going to say, I don't have any hope here. Well, you do have hope. You just got to get out of this parallel lifetime. So you got to bring your spirit back here. You want to bring your physical body and your spirit here now. And so that they could actually probably make your physical body dormant someplace. So when you bring both of them back, you're here. This is the best way to handle that. So I hope that answered your question. But the main thing is, if you need healing and you've had healings from me before, I would strongly recommend doing the magnetic bodies and the twisted bodies if you haven't had the result that you expected to have, okay? This is a fairly recent clearing. I don't know when I started it, maybe 9 months ago or something. But somehow these are very, very important ones. The most important to me is the alien death barcode, and then do the emotional one. So I can do a sample here of the parallel life clearing. So here we go. We'll take you out of five lifetimes. This your spirit's going to decide which one to get you out of. Remember, you could have thousands of these here. Unfortunately, this is why people say, well, time's speeding up. Well, the dark side's speeding time up. You're on this conveyor belt of time. When you're in the moment, there's no time. This is why time can go by very quickly when you're in the moment, and you lose track of time because you're not controlled by the time, okay? So here we go. So I hope that is understandable for all of you here. So here we go. First, parallel lifetime. And to validate this here, why don't you think about a physical condition that you have? Because that was probably brought forth to you in a parallel lifetime. Some people will say, I don't know why I have this problem. I never had it before in my life, and now I'm dealing with all this stuff or this thing, okay? And I never had it before. What's happening? Well, they probably stuck you into a body which is dealing with that in a parallel lifetime, and now you have it here. And to you, it's like, you know, what's going on with me? I never had this condition. So it's up to you to think of something. Remember, you have to ask. The light ship always sees you as perfect. And that's the way it works. They don't judge any of your creations. And even though you are doing dark side energy work, we'll say, whether it's with your free will or not, it's still what you're dealing with. Remember, so what you're dealing with, you have to ask for help on. So here we go. First, parallel life. I'll count to 10 to release you out of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just kind of see how your body feels. You might, most people, you know, use their feelings to sample the body. You may want to just see how it feels physically. Maybe you had a pain in your, you know, left shoulder from a parallel life. Maybe, you know, a baseball hits you. Maybe you're a baseball player in a parallel life, you know, and a baseball hits you in your shoulder, and you wonder why you got this pain. Well, now it should be released from you. So, Pauline's on. You can talk, Pauline. I don't know if you're still connected or not. I hope that helps you. So I'm trying to see here. I'll read the fast chat here. Can we have the magnetic bodies done now free?
Uh-huh.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Rod, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I had two strange things happen in the past 24 hours, which maybe you can explain to me.
I think I lost you, Ed.
Okay,
I'm
still
here. I don't hear your
voice
any longer.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, can you talk again? I heard you had two things happen in the last 24 hours, so go ahead.
Okay, and I found that odd. Because I'm up on the light ship now because I'm doing the monthly clearings. So I didn't know how that worked, that I thought I would have more of a degree of protection. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I heard that. More than likely, okay. they're going into those areas, and the dark side doesn't like it too much. So that could be where they're working, okay?
Okay.
So remember, when you're on the night ship having these sessions, if you're on these eight-hour calls that we have and you're on it for a month, there is a lot of spiritual warfare going on there, you know? And
okay.
This is what's happening. And so more than likely,
okay, well,
the dark side could raise their head and try to, in a sense, invalidate the lightship healings because they want to show people that they have more power. But once they raise their head, the lightship goes after them. So this is the way it works.
Okay.
So what was your experience?
Well, the two things that happened, they weren't exactly attacks. Well, I maybe they were. But the first thing was last night I was waking up from a dream, and there was this huge furry animal, like a bear, who moved from a chair next to the bed as like kind of a squirrel into a huge bear and came over and actually sat on me on the bed, and it depressed me, and it depressed the bed.
Okay, is this in a dream that you had?
Well, no, I was like awake. I could see the room, I could see it, then it disappeared because I started to come in consciousness of the room. I was seeing the room, and then it sat on me, and I felt it while my eyes were open looking at the room.
Okay, then what I would say is that was being taken away from you, Ed.
Beautiful.
It was just a manifestation that you were dealing with, and it became obvious to you because you're starting to see more on the light ship, and so you actually saw what they're working with. So you saw what happened first, how it was affecting you, and what they were doing to you. And they probably took it away from you.
Yeah, because the interesting thing was I had no fear at all. I was like
when you're in the light ship, yeah, you won't have any fear. You're just going to see it because sometimes they will allow people to see a few things that happen, and other times they won't allow you to see anything. But it sounds like you're becoming a little more intuitive and or you're able to in a sense, a bleed through from the light ship into your real consciousness. If you actually saw what I saw in the light ship, what they're taking out of us and stuff, I don't think anybody could really handle the degree of what they're doing to us, the darkness. There's no word for it. I guess brutal could be a word. Massacre could be another one.
Disgusting.
Yeah, for me, when I was on one of the first calls that we did, what I saw, it looked like bombs went off in a war zone, and to see everybody's body parts everywhere, and to know who those body parts belong to, and these are like bits and pieces of everything. Now I'm not talking about like a whole arm; I'm talking about maybe eighth of an inch of a bone or something. And the whole area was filled full of this stuff. And this is how the light ship looks at it. And that was not even what they actually do or see. It's much more complex than that. And this is what the dark side does to you. And so to hold your integrity of what they're trying to do to us, it's incredible how much they have hurt ourselves and our spirits and our physical bodies. Remember, like I said, what you see with your eyes open is what they want you to see. And what's really happening, you know, is what you don't really realize because they're just making an illusion for you to feel good about yourself. And, you know, it's incredible. But I won't get too much into that. But thank you for sharing, Ed.
Okay, there was one more thing just quick. I'll report it. I was reaching into a box today, and there was one bottle in there. I pulled the bottle out, and when I turned back in, put my hand into the box, there was another whole bottle that wasn't there the second before.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know what to say on that one. You know, but again,
yeah,
you know,
it's
another parallel lifetime. Either you were there or you weren't there. You know, but something happened. Okay.
Okay.
So
all
that's
right.
Good that you got an extra one. That's great. Thing changed.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, most people lose things, so you gain something. That's wonderful. Okay, I'll read the back.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling, Ed.
Sure,
let's see what I got here. Does a space clearing help anyone in there? Yeah, space clearing, yeah, wonderful. Yeah, the space clearing is set up to work in your house, where you live, at your workplace, in your car. We just changed it slightly so you can have another option there of a remote location, okay? So that's how that one works. Hopefully I answered the question out of the way. It's hard to read because all I do is see letters, and I got to put the letters into words. So let's see here. What else here?
Ron,
I just went blank.
Can
now
you
it's
hear
coming
me?
Up again here. The space clearing has parallel lives in it, too, Annika says here. Let's see. It's like nausea from heel. Let's see. Yeah, see, maybe having conditions happening. I'm seeing another one about a headache. It's very possible that they're taking away stuff from you. Remember, you probably have all these symptoms if you're dealing with something, and now that they're working on it, it's going to come forward. Another way of looking at it physically down here, you know, you see somebody who maybe you're known somebody or even yourself who's been in a car accident, and the body's all bruised and beaten up, and you know, as soon as one pain goes away from you, that, you know, the highest pain is what you're recognizing first, okay? So then after that's released, then your body recognizes the next pain, okay? So this is probably what's happening is that they're unwinding these situations from you. So you may feel something, you know, as you go through a healing process. So just know that what you had got released, and that's what they're working on next. And your body is having a physical manifestation of where they're working. If you're having a problem and it's too intense for you, and then just ask them to maybe take it out of your consciousness. They can do that too. But most people that I talk with, their first thing is, I want to know what they're doing. That comes right out of their mouth. I want to see in the light ship. I want to know what they're doing. So remember, they're just going by your wishes. So that's how I could probably address that. The magnetic bodies and the twisted bodies, so far I have to do that in person with people. And what I normally do is work with maybe half a dozen to a dozen bodies at one setting. That could take anywhere between, it depends on how your spirit wants to work with you. It could take between a half an hour to an hour and a half. And then from there, normally I get back with you within 3 days to maybe a week, and we check you out again to see if there's any other ones. And then we do another session, number three, the same way. And most people need to have three sessions. So that's the way these work. And after that, you know, I may check you out again, but it's what your spirit wants to clean away and clear from you. And that's the way all the healings work. Your spirit's in charge, and the light ship is behind your spirit, energizing it, because your spirit is the conduit for your body. The light ship cannot come into your body without your spirit being present. This is why we say you need to have your spirit more fully integrated with you, at least being in your body. Integration is in your DNA. That's a whole different process. But you have to be in your body to start to have the energy coming into you. So let's see here. We have an intensive coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have 4 hours for our standard call that we have, which is the Ascension call. That starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and Sunday the 8-hour call is at 10 o'clock. I'll have to see if I can do something possibly in February. We'll see what happens. I don't know quite yet. These calls are so beneficial for everybody. It's incredible. If you've been on them, you know what I'm talking about. It brings so much more to you. And remember, this is all for spirit integration into your body. And in order to do that, you have to get rid of darkness. So what we do is just get rid of darkness out of you. Magnetic body clearing sample. Here we go. Thank you, guest, for bringing that up here. So let's go here. I'll have your spirit pick a body that you have that's 200 degrees out or close to that, okay? And here we go. This is what I do in person with you. So 200, 190, 80. This is a magnetic body clearing, okay? So 200, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 12, 10, and now we're at 100 degrees. You may feel the inside of you turning. Most people feel this. I'd say 90% of the people. So 100 degrees, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and 0. Okay. So that's the magnetic body. I want you just to kind of search and feel how you feel now. You should feel a little more complete, maybe a little more full in your body. You might feel more harmony. Okay? Now we're going to do the twisted body. This is the same body, but now it's twisted like a corkscrew, okay? So here we go. 200 degrees, 190, 80, 70, 60, yawning, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 20, 10, and 0. So these are two separate clearings. They're different, completely different, but they work with one of your bodies. So you should feel better. Like I said, you could have 20 to 30 of these things out. The question that people ask all the time about healings, you know, somehow the light only works in the now. So what they clear in the now is cleared. So people ask me, you know, is this going to happen again to me? Well, of course, you're conscious. You know, you're able to bring forth energies into your body, you know, and so are you able to go into parallel lifetimes to be indoctrinated and have stuff happen to you. But what gets cleared out of you is what's with you. So people do ask me that question. Once you're cleared out of what you had up to that moment, it's gone. Are you going to bring it back to yourself? Hopefully not. Can I be brought to yourself? Yeah, of course it can. You know, it's like going to the doctor. You have a broken arm. They put it in a cast. 6 weeks later, your arm is fixed. So what do you ask the doctor? Am I ever going to have a broken arm again? He'll look at you like, you know, what are you talking about? I can't be responsible for your life. You know, you walk out the door on your trip. Yeah, you can break your arm again. So it's the same way with the light ship. You're in conscious awareness. This is why you want to have yourself more present in your body. This is why you want to get out of these things. So once the light ship takes you out of something and heals you for that, that clearing is done. It's not needed to be repeated for what they've worked with. So I hope that's clear for everybody. You know, can it happen again? Yeah, you can bring in more entities into yourself to bring forth more problems, you know. It's up to you. Remember, it's up to you to hold your resonance. It's not up to the light ship. It's up to you to be in your body to keep these things from happening to you. So I hope that helps you. Do we have anybody online there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. So how's the show tonight so far?
That's wonderful. I think it's excellent, and it couldn't be better. I really enjoy it immensely. And I was wondering, I guess I'm due for a third check on the twisted bodies, am I not?
Yes, you are. So we'll connect. Kind of bugged me on it here. I got snow here, so I'm very busy the last you know, few days, you know, dealing with that stuff. Let's see here. I pick up, Larry, that you have six more bodies to do.
Okay.
Okay, that's a question, since I don't have my records here and I'm in the moment. How many bodies have we completed with you so far?
I'd have to go back something like 12 and 12, about 24.
About 24, okay. Uh-huh. So that's probably pretty close, then. You have about 30 bodies. How do you feel energetically, physically? Anything changed with you by doing those clearings? That was done in two sessions then. How do you feel a couple of weeks ago? What do you feel the change in your body is and your consciousness?
I just feel like my brain, my consciousness was swollen up like a real tight stick around a rubber band. You're just tightened and more stressful and tense, but it was loosened up and realigned and straightened up again. And the stress is gone because it's been untwisted. And the magnetic bodies, are they inside of you or are they outside of you that has to be released and disconnected from?
Good question. I see them basically on the inside of people. When I do this,
inside.
Most people feel the insides of their body turn. Can it relate to the outside of you? Yeah, it could also be in your auric field, which could be affecting you too. But typically these bodies, I would say, would be physically inside of you, that's in your body as some of your puzzle pieces.
Okay.
And some more
One of the many bodies that the Earth has given to us, then, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, these are bodies that the Earth has given to you, right, to add protection to you. And the dark side has messed with these puzzle pieces of you to prevent you from ever getting wellness in your body. So most people have more wellness. With you, you're getting a higher consciousness, sounds like. Have you had anything wrong with your body at all, Larry?
Yeah, my left ankle. Yes, I'd like to get some maybe some shapeshifters on my left ankle would be nice.
Okay, we can do that. We got maybe 4 minutes to go on the show here. So here we go.
Okay.
Let's see here. 1 minute through. I'm trying to just read here. Okay, so here we go. Let's do shapeshifters, so we'll concentrate on ankles. Here we go, everybody. Let's rock and roll. So count to 10. Get some of these out of you. Now, what we're going to do now is bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll bring in the Star of Bethlehem, one of the Defense Fleet ships here. It's coming into your room right now as we speak. You should feel it. And we're going to allow this darkness energy of, you know, these dark side beings. So instead of being terminated, which they would be anyway, they now have a chance to go to the light. They always have a chance to go to the light, but I'm giving them a heads up. So if they want to bring all their friends and relatives and family and or maybe ET alien races, this is their chance to go to the light without a confrontation. Remember, the light sees them as being in their territory, you know. The dark side crossed over that line, and then they took away your free will. Now, there are some dark side beings that haven't ever really came into play with you, but maybe the relatives have, okay? So we're going to give the chance now for all these beings to know what light is, and then they get a spirit in their body. And there's no judgment. The only judgment is if they're here and they should not be, then the light ship terminates them. But this is a chance for all the darkness to come into the light. So here we go. You may get chills in your body as they leave you, and just know that they're going. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, they're leaving now. They'll be leaving for the next hour. So do leave the light beam up on the monitor screen to allow these to leave your house, to leave you. And it'll be a wonderful clearing for the darkness. You may have a good reason now why Jesus said not to judge. Because as these things work through people, like entities that are earth-based, they cause havoc. So it's very hard to judge somebody because these things are controlling their body. A question here looks like on the fast chat. What I charge maximum is $300 for the clearing of the magnetic and the twisted bodies. So I put a cap on it. And so that's basically doing 30 bodies or 15 pairs of bodies, okay? If you have 20 or 30 of them, I don't charge anything, you know, over the $300 price. And, you know, it's a lot of energy. I think I've worked with one person who's probably dealt with about 70 bodies so far. I think we're near to completion. So it's the same price. But you're going to be having at least, you know, like on Larry's case here, you know, maybe 30 bodies times two. That's 60 energetic healings. So let's probably call it quits for the show here. It's 5 minutes before the hour. So this is Ron Amatron. We have our special calls this coming Saturday. You can get on that if you wish. Like I said, it's at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, a four-hour ascension call, along with the eight-hour call on Sunday. You can email me if you wish. I'll give you maybe a little break on the price. Normally it's $200 for the whole month. These are for 28 hours of healing. I'll be in Los Angeles probably about 3 weeks, middle of February, Conscious Life Expo. Wonderful event to go to. So if you're interested and want to see me, I'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. And it's a great thing to go into, everybody. So blessings. See you later. And our next program will be on Friday on Station 2, 5 minutes before the time of this one. So do come on. It's a one-hour program also on BBS. Check out the archives. A lot of good information there. And I'll say goodbye to everybody. If you want to check out the Alien Parasite Clearing, it's on 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. There's some samples there of alien energies. And also, I think 9:25 of last year on a Friday, we did a healing of basically why people don't heal. It's an hour and a half archive. So do check that one out, too. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you later, and I enjoyed this show here. So, bye, everybody. Blessings to all of you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Larry.